There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Here's your midday brief for Tuesday, March 28th. I'm Pierre Bien-Aimé for The Wall Street Journal. Alibaba, the Chinese e-commerce giant, says it plans to split into six independently run companies, and each of those could seek their own IPO. The reorganization comes after Chinese authorities signaled in recent months that they were slowing their regulatory clampdown on the country's tech sector. Alibaba was once valued at over $800 billion, but is now worth about a quarter of that. At least 39 migrants were killed in a fire at a detention facility last night in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, authorities said today. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said that according to initial reports, the fire started when some of the detainees lit mattresses on fire in protest after hearing they would be deported. The facility is next to one of the border bridges that connect Ciudad Juarez with El Paso, Texas. And a bipartisan group of lawmakers is introducing legislation designating a veterinary tranquilizer as a controlled substance, given that it is worsening the fentanyl crisis. Dealers have been adding xylazine, also known as tranq, to the fentanyl supply, potentially to reduce their costs and lengthen the high for users. The consequences can be dangerous. The overdose reversal drug naloxone, which offsets opioids like fentanyl, does not work on xylazine. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on The Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.